Let's get this done. That's a quote from the U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea, Stephen Biegun. He was on a visit to South Korea and wanted to send a message directly to his North Korean counterparts. Nuclear talks between the U.S. and North Korea have been stalled for months. Biegun wants them back on track. Meanwhile, Kim's military has carried out a series of provocative weapons tests, and now North Korea is threatening more. As if all of this wasn't problematic enough, the U.S.-South Korean alliance is coming under strain, as Jason Strother reports now from Seoul.
In typically cryptic fashion, North Korea says it might have a Christmas gift for the United States. The North blames Washington for stalled talks and says the U.S. must make more concessions to restart negotiations.
Well, when North Korea makes those types of threats, they usually keep them.
That's Chun In-bum. He's a retired South Korean general.
So I would not be surprised if on Christmas morning, instead of Santa Claus, we see a rocket, you know, flashing through the air.
Testing a long-range rocket would be a provocative move. But Chun says even if North Korea does launch an ICBM around Christmas, he's not worried that President Trump will react the same way he did 2 years ago with his own threats of total annihilation.
I believe Mr. Trump is now more aware that he has other options than fire and fury that will be more effective. Hopefully he will not resort to that unless North Korea makes a direct military attack against the territories of the United States or its allies in South Korea and Japan.
But Chun says there's tension between the U.S. and its allies. The Trump administration is reportedly asking Seoul for $5 billion annually to host American forces here. That's five times what South Korea currently pays. The way the White House sees it, it's the U.S. that protects the Republic of Korea, the South's official name, from the North. Trump says South Korea is a rich country, so the implication is it should pay a lot more for that American security. General Chun says this transactional approach goes against the spirit of the alliance.
The way the Trump administration is presenting the cost-sharing issue is hurting the alliance. Both the United States and the Republic of Korea benefit from the alliance. And by making it into dollars and cents, you know, it just transforms that concept.
South Koreans overwhelmingly support the alliance with the U.S., but a solid majority oppose such a steep increase in defense cost sharing, according to a recent survey. And there's a vocal minority that says South Korea shouldn't pay anything. Around 200 demonstrators protest outside the building where U.S. and South Korean envoys are trying to work out a deal ahead of the end-of-year deadline. Park Jung-un was one of the protest's organizers. She told me later that she doesn't buy the argument that the U.S. keeps South Korea safe.
북한의 위협이라고 하는 게 꼭 미국만 향하고 있다고 생각하는 건 아니다.
Park said that, yes, North Korea is a threat to South Korea's security, but the U.S. military is a threat too. That's because American forces could trigger retaliation from the North, and that could lead to war. The dispute over cost-sharing between the U.S. and South Korea is welcome news to North Korea's closest ally. That's according to John Delery at Yonsei University in Seoul.
China's fundamental interest is to see the U.S. security role in East Asia diminish. And so this serious tension in the U.S.-South Korea alliance is a good thing. They're probably sitting back and smiling and trying to stay quiet and hope those tensions just keep working the magic from a Chinese perspective.
In downtown Seoul, there was another protest today across from the U.S. Embassy. One group of demonstrators tore apart a giant American flag. It was pretty clear how people here felt about President Trump's demand for more security spending. Chang Yu-jin introduced herself as a university student. She told the crowd the U.S. is a thief, asking for money for Korean land. The U.S. military needs to get out of Korea, she said. We don't need them here. Over the loudspeakers, there was a song that seems to have been written just for this occasion. The lyrics go, "Why do you act like you own this land? We are the owners." For the World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.